Looking at the Pele Yoetz, and this essay is for Pesach. We have Pesach coming around the bend. He writes, Pesach hu chag kadosh mi'od. Now the holiness of Pesach is, as we'll soon see, because it's the beginning. It's the beginning of Klal Yisrael. All the other holidays come after Pesach. But I think the word kadosh here is already a harbinger of what's to come. As we know from past learning in the Pele Yoetz, he's very interested in Kabbalistic ideas. He's not going to present them here in this essay, but you could see over and over again as we go through this that he has a mystical perception, a vision of what Chag HaPesach is all about on a very high level, and it puts Pesach on a pedestal, not just because it's the beginning, but because of its inherent meaning and significance, and he calls it Chag Kadosh. First, at the beginning, he speaks about Pesach as the beginning. She'ilu lo hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu savoseinu mitzrayim, adayin anu uvaneinu mishubadim hayinu goy bekerav goy. Now, this point that if not for Yetzias Mitzrayim, we would still be Mishubadim, we and our children, which again is reflected in the Haggadah itself, we should enhance this by mentioning the Haggadah Mibeis HaLevi, the Brisker Rav, and before him, Reb Chaim, emphasized the fact that the experience of Cherus at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim is described in our Tfilos as Cherus Olam. Now it is possible, and this is the obvious question that we have to raise, almost an objection to what Chazal is telling us here, that during the course of history, we would have been liberated. Perhaps another country, another kingship, another government, another king would have liberated us. So why do we say Ilu Lo Hotzi, etc.? And the answer is that although we may have experienced liberation as a political liberation at some point in history, no one could deny that possibility, but the Cherus of Pesach is a unique concept. And that is generated by Yetzias Mitzrayim. That Cherus is a Pidus HaNefesh, which is a spiritual redemption that changed the very essence of Klal Yisrael. And that redemption, that Cherus, is irreversible. It's existential. It will never be changed. It's Cherus Olam. And even if we will be Mishubadim, we won't be Mishubadim, the main point is that we have experienced as a nation a freedom that makes us into Avdei Hashem, that terminates the Avdus to Paro and substitutes, replaces it with Avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now when the Pele Yoetz emphasizes here, Goy Mikerev Goy, what he means is that from a historical point of view, the reality of the nation of Israel, the existence, the independence of the state of Israel, of the country of Israel, and the people of Israel, was totally dependent upon and resulting from the Yetzias Mitzrayim, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't taken us out of Mitzrayim, especially at that moment in time when we were so influenced by the culture and by the paganism of Mitzrayim, we would have been lost. That's what he means by Goy Bekerv Goy. We would have just melted into another nation. Had we melted into another nation, we would not emerge as an independent nation, an Amah Nivchar, V'lo Nitna Lanu Toru Mitzvos. We wouldn't have reached the level of Maimon Har Sinai and the experience of Kabbalah Satorah. And now the people of Israel as an entity would cease to exist. So that everything, all the money is in the bag. You know, everything here is at stake with regard to Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's at stake is the very existence of the people of Israel as a separate nation, as an Am Sekula. We could have easily have just disappeared off the face of the earth as a nation unto itself, and having merged into a melting pot of other nations, and especially having intermarried with the Mitzrim. After all, Halolo of the Avodah Zarah, the Mem Tashari Tumah, we were there in Mitzrayim. So at this point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechazdo is going to save the Jewish people and establish them as a separate nation and bring them to Har Sinai to accept the Torah. In the language of the Peleoites, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hifli Chasodov Im Yisrael. And I think when he used the word Hifli, which is appropriate for Peleoites, he means this is a chesed that is infinite. Hafle Vafela. We cannot even fathom the chesed, the saving of the Jewish people as a nation, the transformation of this nation and uplifting them to the state of Kabbalah Satorah. All this is an endless, infinite chesed that we cannot even fathom, we cannot appreciate. Chiba Yisera Hera Lahem. Hashem reveals His love for the people of Israel. The night of Pesach, commemorating Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a night of Vidiglu Olai Ava, of love. And it's going to be a reciprocal love, Kemayim Ponim El Ponim. If Hashem loves us, we love Him. So Ava is in the air on this night of Pesach. He almost paraphrases Nishmas when he says, Ad mokom she'ein yad sechlenu magas, we have no intellectual grasp of the infinite, endless nature of the chesed of Hashem, achas mini elef alfei alofim. We don't even have a single fraction, an infinitesimal fraction of an appreciation for what went on. Now you may remember that in our last discussion for Peleoites, we covered the essay Hidur and Hallel and Hilul, and we spoke about the concept of appreciating God's goodness. Pesach is very much an extension, if you will, a subcategory of Hilul. Chaknovin Ezos, she'osim anu chesed gadol, we have to appreciate the chesed God, arin cheker, beyond our comprehension. Vehera eskvodo, He showed us His glory, vesgadlo, and his greatness, ve'avoso, and His love, v'chiboso, legodol yecholto, and His might, omnipotent might, endless might, l'shaded hamarochos, to undermine the natural order of the universe, Vashkachoso Apratis, and His involvement in what goes on in our world, Me'ashet Sivanu Kolkach B'Toros HaKadosha, and we can get this impression from the fact that time and time again, our Torah commands us, Lizkar, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, it becomes so central, V'al Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah, Mazkir Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. I'm not sure if we take this literally or just as a hyperbole, Yagzoma. He says that in every mitzvah we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'tziva Lios Zikaron Bein Einenu Ulios Al Yodenu. We wear the tefillin on our arms, on our head. This is all Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim, as the Pasuk indicates, V'nasalonet Shabbos U'moadim Shadu Omer V'kiddush Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. In every single Kiddush, not just on Shabbos, but on every Yontif, we recite Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. V'ikaz Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim B'chol Ayomim. He says that forgetting about the night of Pesach as a unique emphasis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every single day. Umitzas tefillin, and on a daily basis, what do we put on tefillin? Hakolu kidei shachai yiten alibo hadvarim eilu liomek ularochav. The purpose of this ongoing emphasis on Zechiras Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, is to see to it that this memory, this understanding of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the centrality thereof, penetrates into our very hearts. And we should be able to think, to contemplate and consider, appreciate the Omek and the Rochev, the significance of Yitzias Mitzrayim in its depth, the Chesed, and the significance of saving the people before they disintegrate and melt and generating a separate, independent nation of Israel. V'yismach Yisrael b'yosav. And this is a great opportunity for us as a people to be sameach, to reach the level of simcha. Again, simcha is not holulu. Simcha means to appreciate osav, to appreciate our Maker and what He did for us. And as a result, Yovel Yiro Li Avas Hashem Anichbad Vanora. There are many different ways and methods we can achieve Yiras Hashem, Na'avas Hashem, but Yitzias Mitzrayim plays a major role. Uledovka Bo, to bring us close, to crave being close to Hashem, Li Ovdo, to serve Him, Belev of Shalom, with a full heart. God has revealed in Yitzias Mitzrayim His great love, how much He finds us beloved and cherished in His eyes. He's also proven and demonstrated His omnipotence and His very profound involvement in what goes on in human life. And now, based on all this, the Yisodei Amunah and the inherent Ava, which is generated by Yitzias Mitzrayim, we can understand and appreciate how significant Yitzias Mitzrayim is. It really propels us in all directions as far as being a servant of Hashem, an Oved Hashem. V'zeh atam shetzivonu yotzreinu b'leil ha-pesach laharbos l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim v'chol amar b'lesaper yitzias Mitzrayim reza meshubach. Not just enough to tell the story perfunctorily, and not just to read a certain limited text, but rather to go on and on, and be marbe b'yitzias Mitzrayim, to go into detail about the causes, about the impacts, about the miracles, about the Hashkoch of Hashem, about the fact that God changes nature, and the love of Hashem for us. This is all part of Ribui Sipur. And Sipur is Shevach. Sipur is appreciation, recognizing how great the Chesed of Hashem is for us. Milvachi Sodos Elyonim Ubone Bashamayim Aliyosov. He says that there are secrets that are very high, very lofty. They're up in the Shamayim. Here he quotes or paraphrases, if you will, a part of that tefillah for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Umosif koach b'famalya shalmala. And our Ribui Sipur somehow generates a power in the angelic celestial spheres. And he refers us to the Zohar in Parshas Bo, where the Zohar says that the Malachim themselves come down from Shemayim to listen, to hear the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Klal Yisrael on the night of Sipur Yitzrayim. Shu Malhivis Halev, and it's meant to arouse our hearts. V'roi L'kroso B'leil HaPesach. I suspect that when he says Roy Lacroso, he probably means one of two things. Either he means that in addition to Ribui Sipur, it's appropriate that first and foremost we read the formal text that reflects our answers to the questions of the children, our understanding of the parasha of Arami Avi, Ovid Avi, some additional piyutim, and then we're ready for Ribui Sipur. Or perhaps he means Royal Lacroso, it is appropriate for us to read the Zohar in Parshas Zohar, in Parshas Bo, because reading the Zohar itself will arouse the heart. Malhivis Aliv. He also might be indicating that we should read Hallel on Leil HaPesach. He doesn't add the word Hallel. Od Ba Yesh Tam Lefi HaPshat. He says that this emphasis, this centrality on Zechiris Yitzis Shraim and Mitzvah that repeats itself over and over again can be understood even without the deeper concepts on Sodas Elyonim of the Zohar, but even on a level of Pshat. And what it means is that we have to repeat this mitzvah, fulfill it constantly. Kidei sheyarbe lekvoa belibo ubelev b'nei beiso avas hakel yisbrach v'yiroso. By remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim over and over, time and again, we are able to establish in our hearts the love for Hashem, the fear for Hashem. And this is what we transmit to our children. Ki zeh kol ha'odom. He's referring to the pasuk at the end of Koheles, no doubt. That Yiras Hashem, says Koheles, is the essence of man, the purpose of man. And Yitzias Mitzrayim plays a major role in generating Yira and then Ava. Vizeu Ikar Mitzvah Sasipur. He says that when we define the essence, the critical essence of the Mitzvah Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, we should identify that with Hashem's Chesed, Hashem's Ava, Hashem's Chiba for Klal Yisrael, with Hashem's Hashkocha. Lahagid libnei beiso b'sibit Yisrael eich heronu Hashem Elokeinu es kvodo ves godlo. That Hashem, this is what we have to transmit to our children, through Yitzias Mitzrayim, revealed His glory, His might, v'avos v'chem loso, His love and His compassion for Klal Yisrael v'yecholto, and His endless power, Vashka Chosu, His involvement, if we appreciate all these concepts, all these fundamentals, and we assimilate them into our very being, into our very lev, then it will arouse our passion to serve Hashem. We were saved, we were spared, we were freed from slavery. Now we, and it's only proper that we become servants of Hashem. And because of that Ava and that Yira, we should have a Lev Sholem, an absolute love and commitment to meticulously fulfill all of God's commands. V'hinei b'chag ha'kadosh hazeh, kidshonu Hashem yisparach b'mitzvosov, v'tzivonu al achilas matzah. Now, let's point out that you could have isolated any number of mitzvahs that we fulfill on the night of Pesach. He could have, for example, chosen to discuss, and with a lot of elaboration, the Karban Pesach. But perhaps because he's talking to our generation, we don't have the Mikdash, we don't have the Karban Pesach. Therefore, he emphasizes as the central mitzvah, the matzah. After all, the Torah calls this holiday Chag HaMatzos. And we have to understand that on this month, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us on Achilas Matzah, and here the Pelioitz wants to give us a little bit of halachic chizuk in terms of finding the right matzah. He says, Yadua Yesh, Sheyesh Machlokas Binyan Shimur HaMatzah. The Torah commands us, Ushmartem Es HaMatzos. Sheyesh Omer Shetzricha Shimur Shlo Yigu Mayim Mishas Ktsira. In other words, according to one school of thought, in order to achieve matzah shmura, that's suitable for the mitzvah achilas matzah, we have to make sure that there was shimur from the earliest stage. And that is from the time of ktsira, any water that falls on the grain before ktsira does not generate chimutz, but the shem chametz could be generated right after ktsira if you don't carefully watch that the kernels of wheat should not come into contact with water. So therefore, according to this opinion, Das Gedolei Poskim, he calls it kol she'eina shmura mishas ktsira. If you cannot guarantee that from the time of harvest there was absolutely no water that came in contact with the kernels of wheat, is eino yotzi dechovas achilas matzah. Therefore, we want to get a matzah for this very significant central mitzvah that is kosher for the mitzvah according to everyone, even according to the poskim who require shmira mishas ktsira. And you might say, well, why do we have to go so far? There are others who would say that you don't have to have shmira mitzas ktsira, it's enough to have shmira mitzas mitzad or mishas lisha, when you need the dough, that's much later. But he says, because of the very significance, the magnificence of this mitzvah, and the secrets that are so lofty and high that can be only understood and appreciated up in the higher spheres, v'kari le bizar hakadosh michla diasvasa. In other words, this is the ochel that will heal us. Shimo elis miyod lerefuas hanefesh, on a spiritual level, you know, on a physical level, you might find it difficult to digest matzah, but on a spiritual level, it's high. It's got a sod. It's rum. It's nisa. It's hagbel amal. All the adjectives. And we want to take advantage of this mitzvah of matzah, which is, as we said before, nifles and soda rum v'nisa hagbel amala. Therefore, we want to get the best matzah that we can be yotze according to all shitas. And therefore, he says, we should absolutely try to obtain shmira mishas ktsira. That's what shmura matzah is all about. Shmura mishas ktsira. And again, as he quoted the Zohar, that matzah is such a healing, protective element. Hine ki chen yechrad ish, a person should be in fear when he has to find a matzah. V'ilofas, he should learn and study the laws of matzah v'yochush, and he should be very careful to consider das ha'omrim kein, the opinion that requires shimur from shas ktsira. And he says, "Kikrein yechrad or ish v'lofes v'yochush l'das ha'omrim kein." He should be very nervous and very careful about that opinion that requires shimur mishas ktsira v'lo yavar milasos, and he should not let this opportunity go by. L'fachos hashmurim sha'ose lotzei sidei chovas achilus matzah, if he will not go as far as to require to be strict and require shimur mishas ktsira for all of Pesach, but at least for the matzah of chova, that first kezayis of matzah that he eats on Leil Tesvav for the mitzvah say of Be'erev Tochu Matzahs, that matzah chosh must be michitin shmurin mishas ktsira. Ki mayi sorin li adam v'chai. It's interesting how he weaves in psukim in Tanakh. B'chol amolo shiyamo lePesach. What's the saron? What's the advantage of all the work that a person puts in, and certainly the lady folk put in preparing for Pesach? If at the end he won't even fulfill the most basic critical mitzvah of Pesach, and that is the matzah, is therefore make sure that your matzah, at least for matzah's mitzvah on the night of Pesach, is shomur mishas ktsira, to be yotze. Because again, according to those poskim, if it's not protected, if it wasn't shmur mishas ktsira, then it's not matzah shmur at all. The after ikal amandiyomad yotze dechavasa, even though one could argue, and that is an opinion in the poskim, that if the ktsira was done mishas lisha, then you can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with such a shimur mishas lisha. But lemechesh mi boil it ask dolei poskim. Nevertheless, we have to be careful in the great mitzvah of matzah to be yotze according to all the shitos. And as we said, the gedolei poskim insist that the shimur be mishas ktsira. So that's what he wants to obtain. And he gives a mashal of a person who's ill, and 99 physicians tell him that a certain drug, we'll call it drug X, will be moel refuah, will help him regain his health. Now there's another psalm, another drug that he could take, which is muvchar v'yoset aviyaf moel. Right, we'll call that psalm number one. So he's got X, and X, he says, will be effective, but not the way, you know, the great psalm that's been tried and tested over the course of centuries would do it. Bikomakom gam zemoil, but even refuah number X will be helpful. Is now, after 99 Rofim gave their chavas das, now Rofe Echa, the number 100, he comes along, he's a baki, he's a mumcha, he's an expert in the science of medicine. V'yomer, and he declares, Shehasam she'omru sha'ar ha'rofim eno moel she'yazik l'chola. V'yosom in a mumcha she'omru hu levado moel refuah. So this very last doctor, who's such an expert, he's both clinical and in terms of his research, he's the top guy. And he tells you that psalm, that drug number X that the Rofim are saying to take, is enom oil. It's not going to help you. V'yazik l'chol, it's only going to damage you. The one that we called number one, the perfect psalm, that's minamuvchar. That's the only one that can help you, but not the one that they're telling you to help you. Is miu ze pesi v'sechel shol yochush dasarofi abaki v'amumcha v'lika hasam shumoyel alib de kuliyama v'lika hasam she'efsha she'yoel lo moyel eliyazik? Wouldn't it make sense that he would take the drug which is minamuvchar? Everybody agrees. There's never a controversy. There was never a controversy regarding this particular drug. Get that drug, because with regard to the drug that you're about to take, that was recommended by the Rofim, there's an entire school of thought that says that refuah is not only ineffective, but it is effective. It's effective for bringing you to a state of choli. And for sure, if he has half of a pea brain, if he's not an imbecile, he's going to seek out that perfect drug rather than go to another into a drug that's in controversy, that might work, might not work. Yes, some say yes, some say no. Is Kena Dover, is that what's the Nimshal? That if the Gedolei HaPoskim, they represent the Rofe Bakiu Mumche, they tell you that you should be eating matzah shmura mishas ktsira, then why enter into an iffy situation in the case of shimur mishas lisha? If maybe, according to certain opinions, it could be okay, why should you get into that? like the chola, why should you take a drug that's a matter of dispute, whether it's effective or not effective? Rather, take the drug that everybody agrees is a perfect drug that fits the illness and will cure you. And matzah shmura mishas ktsira, everybody will agree. There's no machlokas. That is a perfect matzah shmura. So why get into a machlokas about lisha, shas lisha? Just take shas ktsira. And then you know that you're guaranteed, according to everyone, that you fulfill this mitzvah be'erev tochlu matzahs. Umitoch kach, yesh chassidim yanshei maisesh nizhorim b'chol ha-pesach shlo lochal ki'im matzah suyim michitim ha-shmurim mishas k'tzir k'zei lotzei sidei kol ha-deis. There are pious people who are careful the whole Pesach, for all 7 days, not to eat matzah hasuya with shmira mishas lisha or whatever it might be, but rather shmira mishas k'tzir. The whole Pesach, get yourself enough matzah shmura of shas k'tzira for the entire holiday of Pesach. And this is actually our minug, my father's minug, that the whole Pesach we only eat matzah shmura, and matzah shmura is, according to the Gedolei HaPoskim, mishas k'tzira. K'dei lotzeis yedei kol hadeos. Now, where is this k'dei lotzeis yedei kol hadeos? What's it going on? What's it referring to? It sounds to me that it's going back on the resha, which he called the osu min amuvchar, meaning the shmira miktsas k'tzira is the ideal matzah that everybody agrees is your matzah shmura. So you want to be yotzei all the deos. Don't rely on those deos that would validate matzah shmura mishas lisha when there are other opinions that would invalidate it. Why get into a suffix and a machlokas when you can do something that's absolutely clear, undeniable, and universally agreed upon, namely matzah shmur mishas k'tzira? And then he says it might be a good idea to follow the footsteps of the Anshei Maisa and the Hasidim, who are careful the whole Pesach not to eat from anything but shmura matzah. She'im b'chol hayomim roi lochush lotzeis yedei kol adeos. He says that if in general our rule of thumb with regard to all mitzvahs and all isurim, all situations, we want to be choshesh and try to figure out how we can be yotzeh to all opinions, and how much more so on Pesach, alach haskam v'kam b'inyin chomitz u'matzah, that you want to eat matzah and avoid eating chomitz, which is an isur chomur chomitz meal, she'yesh bo kares, rachmana litzlan, is vaynizer bo toelis gedol. If he's careful about it and he gets himself the best matzah he possibly could get, then that's got a great toelis. Now he mentions the Arizal, who was very careful on Pesach from any chashash of isur chametz, and again he tried to be yotze for all deos. V'nimtza v'tachlis hazehirus. And the Arizal wants to give us an insight into the school of power of those who will dedicate themselves to be absolutely clear and meticulous and careful that there should be no chametz, that it's all matzah. There's such as the hearers from the Isur chametz is muftach lo shel yechta kol hashana kula. You have a school of power here that if you're very careful about avoiding chametz, then you'll be careful during the entire year not to sin. Chametz representing sin and Yetzirah. We're going to defeat the Yetzirah by being careful on Pesach with the Isur Chametz. And to be choshesh, to consider the and guarantee yourself that you'll be yotzei according to all shitas. This is the significance and the heavyweight nature of matzah. And again, he reiterates the nature of matzah, hainu dekorilei michlo di asvasa, it's going to spiritually heal you,
the matzah will be comparable to Eifamuna Yirava Ava. The eating of the matzah metaphysically somehow penetrates into our heart. Emuna, Ava, and Yira. The im yitein ishes kolhon base of the Ava roy vehogun the ashreyem Yisrael nishoseyem yosem mehem. He says that if a person, in order to be careful about chometz, will spend who knows how much, a major chunk of his finances, and it's worth it. It's worth spending all the money in the world just to avoid the violation of Isur Chametz. And he now gives a plug for the women folk because he says they are careful, this harmful of Vaira Chametz, to destroy the Chametz, but Tachlis Hazchirus, they're as careful as you can imagine. Umachnirim Yoser Mimashit Tzorech. The women go even further than the strict letter of the law. Is Tov Olem Birchas Tov. They should be Zoche to a Brocha. Aval Ika Zahiris Tzorech Pameshenosim Tov Piv. And if you're careful about Chometz, the women are careful about Chometz because of Bal Yerobai Matzah, that we shouldn't have any possession of Chometz, but the most severe issue is eating Chometz, so we have to be super careful and meticulous about what we put in our mouth. Shalo yeshum chashash chimutz, v'tarovus chometz, v'lotzis yidei kol adeos. We should go to all extremes in order to make sure that there's no chashash chimutz in what we put into our mouth. No tarovus of chometz. V'roi lahamid shomrim v'mokum sh'osim ha-matzos. In the bakery when they bake matzahs, they should appoint certain shomrim that should oversee the process of making matzah and supervise. She inakru hakelim heite melisha lelisha. He says that one of the most dangerous chametzika problems here in preparing matzahs is when they put the dough into the wide round receptacle, and they knead the dough, and then there's going to be another kneading of the dough to make sure that between the first kneading and the second kneading, he cleans the utensil very carefully. Shal yasu rikikim dakim v'yu munochim b'li esek. He says that they shouldn't make too thin of a dough, and they should never leave the dough without asek, without somebody kneading it. V'yachakach nosein harve v'yachad al haplata, or he calls it a shofel, v'nosam l'tanur. So now he puts all these doughs, after kneading them, on a plata, and then he carries them into the oven, and puts them in the oven. Ki osa eile. If he does all the above, if he's careful, he's meticulous, and mimatzah sheni losha b'mayim, hareza ochel chometz b'pesach. If he's not careful, he might come to eat chometz. V'al roshei am kodesh mutal lefkoach einayim v'ligdor pratzos u'lahoshiv rabim me'avon v'lamed al mishmar l'man yelchu b'der tovim al pi haTorah. It's the responsibility on the shoulders of the leaders of the holy people of Israel to supervise, to make sure that there are no pirzos, to make sure to protect the rabbin from the terrible sin of chametz. L'man yelchu b'derech tovim al pi haTorah.
B'leil hiskadesh chag hachag hakadosh, on the night of Pesach, Yezor Chayil, he should gather all his energies, L'kayim Maimar Rabboseinu Zichron Levrocha, to get to the level of Chayiv Odom Laharos Es Atzmo Ki Luhu Yotzom Mitzrayim, to work himself up to an emotional frenzy, as if he feels that he's now going out of Mitzrayim, he left Mitzrayim, Osano Hotzi Hashem Mitzrayim, Al Yidei Machshavos Tahoros Tediros. He should have these constant, focused machshavos. This is a regimented discipline to have those pure thoughts constantly, without distraction. Yislayev libo, to get his heart impassioned, be open to the point to which it's impossible for him not to reach a state of joy and happiness. And commensurate to the level of his getting emotionally impassioned, lefimasov, kach yelo siyata dishmaya, Hashem will give him strength, and haboli toyer misayano, so if he takes the initiative to purify himself on this night, Hashem will help him. She yismach biosov, simcha rabba, simcha shal mitzvah, kedos malasos, to achieve this beautiful level of simcha, simcha shal mitzvah, the genuine rejoicement and joy. And he writes in the name of the Mekubalim, Shalom Iser Chomis Bovadhu Chomer Bimea Pesach El Kold Var Pesha Chomer Miohud. Not only is Chomets something that's totally intolerable on Pesach, it's Ma'od Chamur, but also any Avera, any Pesha. These should be days of where we are on the highest level spiritually. All of Pesach. Upogem v'yose roshem v'pesach yose v'yose mishayimos hashona. And chas v'sholem, any pagam, any misdemeanor on Pesach makes more of an impact than during the rest of the year. And tzorch li'zor v'lamad al mishmar yose mikol ha'yimos hashona. Just like we have to be very careful and set up guards with regard to chametz, that the matzah should be matzah, not chametz, so too with regard to our behavior, our thought, our speech, we should be very, very careful and set up shomrim, be meticulous during this week of Pesach. And he concludes by saying, "V'hinei seder mitzvahs leil Pesach." It's not enough just to do a mitzvah here and a mitzvah here, but the night of the Pesach is a night of seder. It has to go according to a certain sequence. Sidrum, I will say, Nizuchol of Rocha. And we have the simonim of Kadesh Urchatz. It's a definite seder, the order, the sequence. Vehein Rabim, and there are many different parts of the seder that have to be organized in a proper sequence. Is Ata Ama Oretz, Kilo Yodu Mahu. And if we have a myriad of people who are ignorant and they don't know exactly how to fulfill these mitzvot and how to do this meticulously and according to a set order, is roi leilech etzel chacham shilamdenu, he should seek out the advice and the teachings of a scholar, ask a scholar to teach him the lirshom b'ksav laz, and he should write notes in the vernacular in his local language that he understands. Lios lezikaron, and he should review his notes from time to time. Lekayim kol dover kedas malasos, so that he'll know how to implement all the mitzvahs of Leil HaPesach. Zechal gadol, is holech al hachachomim yechkam. The Poskim Mishlei says that if you go to the chachomim, you'll become a chacham yourself. Vezechal ha'odham. That's the Pele Yoetz. Now, with Pesach coming very close, and it's Zman Chirusenu, I'd like to discuss with you and think together with you, analyze a little bit of the Haggadah of Pesach. And it's clear that the Tanoim and the Amoroim wrote the Haggadah with Ruach HaKodesh. And it's meant to project the people of Israel through the generations until Bias Mashiach. And in all the generations, hundreds of thousands of Jews will sit wherever they are, every household unto itself, with the children, the grandchildren. They will celebrate the Leil HaPesach, Leil HaSeder, year in and year out, with a Sipur, an unbelievable Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in truth, the whole year round, we feel a certain sense of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but on this night it's a special exclusive mitzvah to go into detail, to tell the story, to experience the simcha. And let's take a look at one of the dimensions of the Haggadah that is emphasized at the very beginning. The night of Pesach is the night of Hallel, and we split the Hallel into two parts. The first part of Hallel comprised of two chapters of Tehillim, Haluka Aluav De Hashem and Betzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. These we recite at the end of Magid, at the end of the Mitzvah Sipitz Yisrael, right before the Suda. The second half of Hallel, we read the other Mizmorim, the balance of Hallel, the Lolanu, Hashem Zecharanu, Ahavti Ki Yishma, Ma'oshev Lashem, Halus Hashem, Mina Meitzar, and we're going to complete the Hallel after the Suda. The Tur in Siman Tufayin Gimel writes that why is it that we don't make a bracha on Hallel, which is integrated into the fabric of the Seder, on the night of Pesach? And he says that since we split it in half, if you're going to recite a bracha on Hallel, you're not going to be able to be mafzik between the first half of Hallel and the second half of Hallel. And furthermore, he says that the reason why we could leave out the bracha is because the minhag is to recite Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses with a bracha. And that bracha will be motzi us from the chiyuv bracha on Hallel. So that we have the bracha on Hallel in Beis HaKnesses, and that bracha will also cover the Hallel in the Leil HaSeder. Again, you might ask, but what about Hefsek? Shel yitzarchu levarech olav kevin shemechalken also l'shnayim. But this is, I think, the thrust of what the Torah is saying, is that since Hallel is split into two halves, we cannot recite a bracha on Hallel. Let's read the Torah inside. Be'inyan birchas ha'halel ika plukta de rabvasa ritzba ha'yum avarech olav shtei piyomim achas kodem achila v'achas achar achila v'cheno yinoeg ha'rabi meir mi-Rutenberg v'chein kosa rav hai v'rav tzemach v'rav amram ala avol ha'ritz geos v'avi ezri kosu she'en levarech olav klal l'fi she'cholkim olso l'shnayim l'fnei asuda u'liachreha. So although the second opinion has it that we have to omit a bracha on Hallel because we split the Hallel into two, and that was also the minhag of the Rosh, but nevertheless, even though we're going to omit the bracha on the Hallel at the Seder, we're going to there is a minhag, and he really lauds this minhag, that we recite the full Hallel in Shul Betzibur, and then that bracha on the Hallel B'tzibur will cover us even as far as the bracha b'shas ha'goda, the Hallel b'shas ha'goda. So we don't need a second bracha. But let's ask the following. Why is it that the Chachamim organized Hallel in two parts? The first part is during the Magid, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The second part is on the second half of the Seder, after the Suda. Now, we found a logic in the Levush and the Prima Godim that the first half of Hallel is Halleluka Alu Avdei Hashem B'Tzeis Mitzrayim is all about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that has a relationship to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the second half of Hallel, that's a description of other Geulos, not the Geula from Mitzrayim, and the Geula Sida, the ultimate Geula, and therefore it was set up, it was organized at the end, or shall we say, after the Suda. And here's the language of the Levush Mordechai. He says, Tam chalukas ha-halel mipnei dechetzi ha-halel shekodem ha-suda milvad ha-kol b'yitzis mitzrayim, medaber ha-kol b'yitzis mitzrayim v'shayich l'chol ha-hagoda shekodem Hasa'uda di Airi Kula Biyatzias Mitzrayim Avalchatzi Ahalel Ha'achron Gam Rov Sipuri Agoda Sha'achar asuda midabrim b'shas b'shar ha'gu'ulos v'ha'gu'ula asida l'chein kov'ua yachad achar asuda u'mitam ze no'agim lomar shvok ha'moscha kodim lo'lono. He differentiates between the gu'ula of Mitzrayim, and that's the first half of Hallel, as opposed to other gu'ulos, and the ultimate gu'ula asida, that's the second half of Hallel. And that was established after the Suda. And therefore we introduce the second part of Hallel with Shvok HaMoscha L'Goyim before we start the Hallel of Lolonu, because that's the key to Geula, destroy our enemies, our adversaries. Now, based on this Levush, let's understand the reason why there are two Chalokim in Hallel, the split of Hallel, based on the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvahs Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Rambam writes that just as there's an obligation to be Mitzapri Yitzis Mitzrayim, so too there's an obligation Lahodos Lashem Almashik Malonu Michasodov Mitzvah Kufna Nun Zayin He Shetzivonu Lisapir Bitzis Mitzrayim Belel Chamisha Sor Benisan Betchilas Alayla Kefitzachos Lashono Shalam Esapir V'chol Mi Shemosif B'maymar V'yarech Hadvorim Behagdolas Masha Osalonu Hashem U'masha Yasalonu U'masha Osalonu Hamitzrim me'avel v'chamas v'yech lokach Hashem nikmasenu mehem u'lahodos lo almashik bolanu mechasodov yeh yoser tov k'mo sha'omru kol amarach b'tzius Mitzrayim harei zeh meshubach. So it's clear from that sentence in the Rambam u'lahodos lo almashik bolanu mechasodov that in addition to the hodah that we give to Hashem, we're obligated to thank Hashem for the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, then the Rambam adds a general chiyuv hodah, lahodos Hashem al kol mashig malonu mechasodov. Now, what is the source for the chiddush of the Rambam? Now we have to go beyond the description of the chasodah mashig malonu for Yetzias Mitzrayim, but for other geulos and other situations in Jewish history. And perhaps the Rambam derived it from what the Baal HaGadol says in the Mishnah, B'chol dor v'dor chayav adam liros esatzmo k'ilu hu yotzei Mitzrayim. And the Rambam says that you have to thank Hashem, number one, because he took our forefathers out of Mitzrayim, and so too each and every one of us has to recognize and appreciate and sing the song of praise to Hashem that he took us out of the tzaras, and that's also a bechina of Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a communal thanking of Hashem for the communal saving of Hashem, but there's also, says the Rambam, an additional chiyuv hodah, and that's very subjective, each person individually giving his hodah, his being mahal Hashem, that Hashem took him out of Mitzrayim, out of the Tzoros, and out of Mitzrayim. And that's a very personal, subjective hodah. Now, let's take a look at the Rambam from a slightly different perspective. The Ramban, at the end of Sof Parshas Bo, regarding the miracles of Egypt, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, he writes that the purpose, the ultimate goal of all these miracles that Hashem did for us at Yetzias Mitzrayim, and changing the natural law of the universe, is all for the purpose of us recognizing the great miracles that are inherent, although concealed, in Teva, in nature, on a daily basis. This is the famous Ramban about Nisim Gluyim and Nisim Nistorim. And let's read the Ramban's language. He says, "Umin Nisim Agdolim Amufursamim those great miracles in which God changes the natural law of the universe, on the mode that man comes to the point where he can thank Hashem and recognize Nisim HaNistarim, nature itself, which is a Nes Nistar, Shehem Yisod HaTorah Kula, Shein Lo Odom Chelek V'Toras Moshe Rabbeinu Ad Shenamin B'chol Dvarenu U'B'chol Mikrenu Shekulam Nisim Ein Lehem Teva U'min Hagu Shel Olam Bein V'Rabim U'Bein V'Yachid Ela She'im Yasa HaMitzvos Yatzlichenu Scharo V'im Yavar Lehem Yachrisenu Onsho HaKol B'Gzeres Elyon Kashers Karati Kfar. So the Rabban is saying that from the great miracles, the obvious miracles, a person comes to recognize and acknowledge even the smaller miracles that are woven into the natural order of the universe. And the language here of the Ramban is very emphatic and clear that from the Nisim HaGadolim, for some we come to recognize the Nisim HaNistarim, and that's the fundamental basis or foundation for all of our faith. To understand that there's Nisim Gluyim, but from the Nisim Gluyim to appreciate the Nisim Nistarim, which are the daily miracles that we experience. But we have to be reminded, we have to, be educated to appreciate that everything that's happening in our lives is miracles, because these miracles are built into nature. They're nistarim, they're not mefursamim, and it's so easy to miss them and to ignore them. So from the Ramban we see that on the night of Pesach, when we are involved in the Kiyum HaMitzvah V'Higadot L'Bincha, to tell our children about all the Nisim Yetzias Mitzrayim, which are above nature, since the Tachlis, the ultimate agenda, the ultimate goal of all these Nisim is that we should learn faith in Hashem, because we believe in Nisim. But we're also at the same time obligated to, penetrate the Amun into our hearts, that even within the natural order of the universe, the cause and effect daily, Hanhogas HaTeva, there are miracles that are hidden by a surface level, but if you expose that surface level, you're going to see and appreciate the true meaning of these miracles. They're all miracles. It's not Teva, it's miracles. And these are the miracles that the Ramban calls Nistarim. And therefore, in the Shmona Esrei, in Birchas Modim, the Anshei Knesset HaGdol established Al Chayenu HaMesurim B'Yadecha, V'Al Nishmoseinu HaPkudas Loch, V'Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, V'Al Niflosecha V'Tovaseh Shebechol Eis Erev Oka V'Tzorayim. Where are all these miracles that are daily? Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom, where? The answer is that nature itself is a Ness, and everything that happens to us is a miracle. We just don't see it, it's concealed, and we don't appreciate it. So now we have a beer in the Rambam, who writes that as part of the mitzvah, Sipi Tzrayim is Lahodos Lo Al Mashik Malonu Michasadov, meaning after the Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is a story of Shaloki Derech HaTeva, we have to be Modet Hashem on the daily, or shall I say, every single moment, the ongoing Nisim that are within the Teva itself, that are concealed by nature. And we have to reveal our faith in God, as the Ramban says, Shenamin b'chol dvarenu u'mikrenu shekulam nisim v'ein lahem teva u'minhogo shel olam. The Rambam's language in codifying the mitzvah in the Sefer Mitzvahs of Sifri Tzayim, lahodos lo al mashik malanu chasodav, we can understand this in the light of the Ramban at the end of Bo, that after the Sipri Mitzrayim and telling the stories of Shaloka Derech HaTeva, now we have to be Moda to Hashem on the Nisim that are inside Teva, that are concealed, that are part of nature, so we reveal our Emuna, our belief, our faith in God, as the Ramban says, Shenamin, Shekol Dvarenu, Kol Mikrenu, Kulam Nisim, Ein Lehem Teva Min Hago Shalom, Klal De Teva equals Nes. And based on this, we can begin to understand the difference that the Baal HaGadah on Pesach makes, the Chiluk, that one of the Tanoim say about the Seder of Amiras, HaGadah Shel Sheni, L'Shnei Chaluk, that we should, that one of the conditions, I should say, in fulfilling the mitzvah of HaGadah is that we divide up our Amira into two parts. The first part is before the Suda, the second after the Suda. The first part before the Suda is from Halach Ma'anya until the end of Magid, until the Brach of Gal Yisrael. That's the Sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And these are the Nisim Gluyim She'eno B'derech HaTeva. And then after we finish and complete the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we eat the Suda, we Mekayim the Mitzvah Achilus Matzah and Moror. And then we're ready for the second part of the Seder. And that's going to be the Sipur and the Halil on the Geula. Not the original Geula that we're talking about Mitzrayim, but other Geulos, and ultimately the Geula Hasida. From the Ramban, that establishes the principle, who establishes that the tachlis, the purpose of all the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that we believe in the nisim of Teva, of nature. Therefore, the Baal HaGadah organized it that we should recite the second half of Hallel after the Suda, and integrate it into the second half of the HaGadah. And the reason for this is Rubo Kikulo Sherus Shiros v'sishbachos al anisim shekadosh brocha simanu or oseimanu bechol yom b'toch hateva v'lachein anu omrim behalel hagadol hodul Hashem ki tov ki liolam chazdo. Behalel hagadol of hodul Hashem ki tov ki liolam chazdo is appropriate for the second half of the Hagadah, the second part of Halel, which is after the Suda, in which we mention, we recognize that all the miracles that Hashem does to us in the creation of the world, it's all nisim, although behester, but it's nisim. So we saw the Yetzias Mitzrayim begolui, the nisim begolui, and now we're up to the nisim in Teva b'chol yom that are nisim nistorim. And in the pasuk, la'osei niflos gedolos levado kiliyom chazdo. And the Gemara Nida says about this pasuk, "Afilu baal anes einu makir niso." And then we emphasize that we're talking about a nes nistar, which is inside the framework of nature. And then we go on. We say, "Shebishvilenu, zochalonu." Kiliyolam chazdo, v'yifrkeinu mitzoreinu kiliyolam chazdo, nosein lechem chol basa kiliyolam chazdo, hodu lekel shamayim kiliyolam chazdo. These are all hodos on the daily and constant nisim inside Teva that are framed and concealed within the natural law. And this is what we're thanking Hashem for. Hodu Hashem ki tov, kiliyolam chazdo, in the second half of Hallel. We begin to appreciate why in the second half of Hallel Nishmas was added, because Nishmas is a reflection mostly of the Hodah, to thank Hashem for the Nisa that Kosh Baruch Hu does for us on a daily basis. Nishmas kol chai tevarech et shimcha Hashem alkeinu v'ruach kol basa tefarat v'ruach zichra v'alkeinu tamid ki mi'olam min ha'olam v'yad olam ata el u'mvaladecha ein lanu melech o'el moshia podeo matzil u'mefarnes v'yoneh u'mrachem b'chol eis tzora v'tzuka, ein lanu melech ozer v'somech ela ato, matzil ani michazik menu v'ani v'evya migozlo, shavas ani matatishma, tzakas adal, takshiv v'toshia. These descriptions and these expressions and acknowledgments of appreciation of Podu, Matzel, Mefarnes, Emarachim, Becholes, Tzar Vetzuka, Ein Lanu Melech Ozer V'Samech Alata, these are all appropriate for the second half of Hallel, because we're describing the daily miracles that we experience. And we're not talking about miracles that are supernatural, that change the order of the universe, but rather concealed miracles. And that's the essence of our faith, that from the revealed miracles that change the order of nature, we come to believe in the daily miracles that are within nature and that are concealed. Now the truth is that if we had more time, I would like to discuss with you David HaMelech, because it seems that David HaMelech himself, in Sefer Tehillim, divided Hallel into two parts. The first half of Hallel he establishes to thank Hashem for the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Haluka, Halu Avdei Hashem, Halu, Halu Hashem Hashem, Ubetzeis Yom Mitzrayim, Hayam HaGadol Vayom HaRo'o Vayanos, Haufchi Atzor HaGamayim. But in the second half of Hallel, he doesn't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at all. And perhaps we could say that since the tachlis of all nisim yitzis Mitzrayim is that a person should come to believe in the nisim nistarim, in the hidden miracles that are engraved in the fabric of teva, of nature. Therefore, David HaMelech, in the second half of Hallel, mentions the miracles that Hashem asa imo b'toch ha-teva. Ki chilat zanafshi mimoves, es eni min dimos ragli mi dechi ma ashiv amashiv Hashem kol tagmulo yoloi kos yishuo se sov shem Hashem ekra to chod chisani lin pol vashara zorani ot chok yani soni vatil yishuo ev masa abonim ayisrosh pina. All these form the backbone of the second half of Hallel, which is Hallel on the Nisim Nistarim. And we should be so thrilled that we appreciate why Chazal split the Hallel into two parts. And the Baal Haggadah took the Amiras Haggadah and split it into two. And what do we mean by splitting the Amiras Haggadah into two halves? He says, "Keschelik arishon shel Hallel anu modim Hashem al hanisim agluyim l'malam in ha-teva shel yitzias Mitzrayim." Achlu matzot bechelik hasheni shel Hallel David HaMelech lo hizkir sham yitzias Mitzrayim el kulo hodol Hashem al kol anisim shakadosh baruch hu osimanu bechol eis uvechol shav betoch hateva. It's anu mitzarfim lechelik hasheni shel haseder shaomrim bo Hallel hagadol. It's chafav psukim shel hodol Hashem kili olam chazdo. And the tefillah of Nishmas Kol Chai, in order to be mode to Hashem on the miracles. And we're talking about not about the miracles that are obvious miracles, but about the miracles that are woven into the fabric of nature, the Nisim Nistarim. And here we reach the point to which we makayim on Leil HaPesach the Shlemus of the Ramban, umin Nisim Agdolim Mufursamim on the mode b'Nisim Ha Nistarim Shehem Yisod Ha Torah Kula. Ein Adam Chelik V'Toras Moshe Rabbeinu, says Ramban, Ad Shenamid B'Chol Dvareinu Mikreinu Shekulam Nisim Ein Bohem Teva Umin Hogo Shel Ol. Everything is a mirror. Okay, let's stop here.